Brewster Gaines had to push a friend into a bottomless pit. Simple enough, right? All he needed was the pit and the friend to push in, plus some special effects to add in post. Post, in case you don't know, is what directors call post-production. And that's what Brewster was, a director. He made movies. Or, to be completely accurate, he made videos. The latest video he was working on was called What Do You Do With Friends Who Don't Return Your Messages? The answer to that age-old question? Push them into a bottomless pit, of course. The whole thing was going to be about 10 seconds long. The first 5 seconds would feature a boy, played by Brewster, holding a phone and approaching his friend while saying, "Hey, I messaged you 2 days ago. Why didn't you answer?" Then the friend would shrug, and the boy would run over and push the friend into the pit. The other 5 seconds of the video would show the friend falling through the darkness of the pit, screaming, "I deserve this!" while their body would get smaller and smaller, but never hit anything. Okay, maybe it wasn't that simple. In fact, Brewster discovered it was nearly impossible. First, digging a bottomless pit was no easy task, even one that wasn't technically bottomless. Brewster only needed to dig one that looked bottomless from a certain angle, with specific lighting. It still took him hours to carve out anything even halfway suitable. He was a director, after all, not a backhoe. Second, finding a friend to push into a bottomless pit was a little bit easier, though not much. Brewster had to convince someone to fall over backward multiple times, because this video would require multiple takes, 20 at least, maybe as many as 50. The fall needed to be perfect, with the perfect windmilling arms and the perfect panicked facial expression. Anything less than perfect would mean the video would have no chance of going viral. Finally, there was post, the aforementioned post-production. That's all the editing and manipulating that Brewster had to do to the video once he completed the principal photography. In other words, after digging a suitable bottomless pit and finding a talented actor willing to be pushed into it over and over again, Brewster needed to create the special effect of having that actor's body continue to fall for a full 5 seconds. This would probably be quick work for someone who had professional 3D rendering apps and skills with computer graphics, but Brewster had none of those things. He had access to the software that came with his 6-year-old MacBook, and he had a willingness to try. In case you didn't know, old software and a willingness to try don't always translate into awe-inspiring special effects. And so, Brewster was faced with a lot of problems to solve in order to create a 10-second video. Which was fine. Which was great, actually. This was what he loved. "It's ready," Brewster told Carly Lee on Thursday as they rode the bus to school. He was talking about the pit. He'd spent the last 3 evenings digging, and it was finally the proper depth where it could pass as bottomless, so long as his phone was mounted correctly on the tripod and the sun wasn't too high in the sky. Carly had agreed to play the role of the friend. She was a skateboarder and accustomed to falling. In fact, she was quite good at it. "What time do you want to start?" she asked. "As soon as school is over," he said. "Maybe sooner. Would you be willing to skip? Would you be willing to dress up as me and take my detention?"
"I would," Brewster replied.
This wasn't a lie. Brewster had proven he was willing to suffer for his art. He'd broken bones, 2 fingers during a GoPro recording of a go-kart stunt at a local carnival. He'd contracted a stomach virus, after which he decided that working with toddlers, even well-behaved ones, might not be worth it. He'd been kicked out of Target more than once. Store managers aren't always appreciative of stop-motion video productions being filmed in the produce section with borrowed toys. So yes, he was always ready to make some sacrifices to ensure top-notch productions.